Start the series of shiurim Ezrat Hashem on the Haggadah Shal Pesach. Haggadah shows this year is Haggadah Sachasim Sofer, written by Rav Volach. And let's pick and choose certain nice ideas that I saw. Okay, something before Pesach, Shabbos Haggadah. So the tour brings down, there were no egg on Motzi Shabbos to say after Shmona Esrei, instead of just saying, you know, Kaddish and Leinu like we usually do at night, we say Vinoam and the whole Seder of Kedusha. And why? So the tour brings down because on Shabbos the fire per se gets turned off in Gehinnom and only gets relit after Shabbos is out. And the Rishayim go back to Gehinnom. And therefore, we're mairich tafke in Yanim of Tfilas, etc., in order to give it a chance, extend the amount of time the Rishayim have. They don't have to go back to Gehinnom so quickly. So the question is it's very nice. That explains most of the time. But what about when Yanta falls out during the week? Right? When let's say the Yantav comes out during the week, so we don't say Vinoam. So what's pshat? Why we don't care about the Rishayim when Yantav comes out during the week? So explains the Chasam Sofer. He says no. He says when there is Yantav during the week, the kedusha of Shabbos doesn't stop. It extends right through till the Yantav. And therefore, the Rishayim get saved from the Gehinnom right through. They don't go to the Gehinnom not at Motzei Shabbos, and it extends right through till Yantav. So Mele, the first of the Shabbos that this happened was when Pesach. Pesach Shavuot, the first of the Yantav is Pesach. So that Shabbos before Pesach was a long Shabbos. It extended for the Rishayim right through till Yantav. Mimela, that's why we call the Shabbos for Pesach Shabbos Haggadol, because that was the Shabbos that extended, the Kedusha extended right through till Yantav, first time. Brings here about Bedikas Chametz. Says the Gemara learns out in Psachim Dav Zayin Amud Beis that how do we learn out Bedikas Chametz? We learn it from the pasuk Psukim. It says by Chametz Seor Lo Yimatzei, as the word Lo Yimatzei, so you should not find Chametz. And it says by the Yosef's brothers when it says VeYichapes Bagadol Echel Bakatan Kila VeYimatzei Agavir, and looking for the Gvia. By the brothers of Yosef, they started from the an older son, they finished with the younger son. And there it says, Lashna Vayimatzei, they found the Gevia. And it says the word V'yichapes. So we see, it says by Sor also Yimatzei, here we say Yimatzei in both places. And by the cup it says also V'yichapes. So we see, that you have to look chapes, you have to look for Chametz. So the Marsha asks, why didn't the Chazal learn from another pasuk? Where earlier on, right? It says by Lavan when he was searching for, he caught up to Yaakov Avinu, he was searching for the Trafim. So it says over there, V'yichapes v'lo matzah et the Trafim. Here we have V'yichapes, we have matzah, we have Lashon of, also Yimatzei, matzah, and also has the Lashon of Chipus as well, V'yichapes. Exactly like we found by the pasuk, by the Gevia, it says Yimatzei and Yichapes. We find exact same thing by Lavan. It says Matzah to Trafim, and also says Yichapes. So why didn't Chazal learn from that pasuk? So we answered the Chazal Sofer. He says very simple. It says because, obviously, Lavan didn't search too well. How do we know? He didn't find it. So Mele, we want to dafka pick a pasuk where they searched and found. Because we have to search for the Chametz properly. We have to find the Chametz. We can't do a search like Lavan did that he didn't find. So mainly they pick a pasuk when they searched for the Gevir, when they found it, and not the pasuk where by Lavan where he didn't find. It says, Chasam Sofer brings down that even though normally we have in general a rule, mitzvah bo yoser mishlucho. Or when you have a mitzvah to do, it's better to do it yourself than to send a shliach to do it. Better to do it yourself. You're right. Learning from Gedushin, Daf Mem Aleph. Very good. So he says, however, when it comes to B'dikas Chametz, and everything to do with the Hachanas LePesach, anything to do with Pesach, he says it's Dafka and Inyan even more, besides the fact that you mitzvah boyder, and it's even, anyways, in and of itself is an Inyan to do it yourself. Why? He says, because it says, by the Gula Mitzrayim, lo yedei malach, lo yedei saraf, lo yedei shaliach, Hashem didn't send it a shaliach for Mitzvah Mitzrayim, he did it himself. And therefore, it's we should remember this with Gula Mitzrayim, that Hashem did it himself without a shaliach. We should also do things like for Pesach without a shaliach. Okay, that's an interesting question. It says that let's talk about here at the bracha when we say right for B'dikas Chametz Shir Kedushanu Mitzvah Tzivanu Al Bir Chametz. But it's a question that goes on in all brachas, Birchas Mitzvah, etc. He asks, why do we use the lashon of plural? Right, Asher Kiddushanu, that Hashem is Mekadeshas, how? B'mitzvosav, in his mitzvahs, plural. Right, B'tzivanu, in this case, Albir Chametz. Right, why doesn't it say, we're talking about a specific mitzvah, I'm going to do now, let's say, B'dikas Chametz. So it should say, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvaso, and he commanded us in his mitzvah, and he commanded us to Asher to Chametz, or destroy the Chametz. Why? B'mitzvosav. He commanded us in his mitzvahs. Why plural? We're talking about a specific mitzvah here, and this, and every mitzvah is specific. Just should have said b'mitzvato, in his mitzvah, not mitzvot. So he says, very nice, that Sfarim tell us that there are 248 positive mitzvahs, which are mitzvahs ases, 248, ramach, which are mikadesh, are 248 limbs. Person has 248 limbs. In order to mekadesh our 248 limbs, we have 248 positive mitzvahs. So in Mele, he says that each mitzvah, therefore, is mekadesh. It makes holy another limb of ours. Every mitzvah we do is another limb. So there's a din that you can't be makdish one aver lagvoa. In other words, if you have an animal, you can't say, okay, I'm makadish the leg to Hashem. It doesn't work. You have to makadish the whole thing. One thing not. And even if you're missing one, I'm makadish this whole animal except for its leg. It's the animal's possible for a korban. It has to be the whole thing. So Mimele says same thing over here, right? Since the mitzvahs we say are Mekadesh a person, the 248, so therefore we can't zero in that's Mekadesh, he's Mekadesh us in this mitzvah. Because singling out one mitzvah is like singling out one limb of the animal that you can't, it doesn't work. You have to Mekadesh the whole thing. So therefore we mention a Shekichanab mitzvah sav, all his mitzvahs, Mekadesh everything, and then now we're doing this particular one, but it's, he's Mekadesh with all his mitzvahs. It has to be all, the rest of it doesn't work. Okay, so we say after the Bedika, we Mevatel the Chametz, we say Kol Chamira v'Chamia, Bika Birshusi, etc. So he says that, what's Chamira v'Chamia? Chamira is Chametz, and Chamia is Sor. It's like the thing that makes something at the Chametz, like we call, what do you put in the dough? Yeast. Thank you. Yeast. So he says that the Yetzer Hara, Chazal Medamet to Seor, like the yeast, is the Seor Shebeisa. It's like the yeast in the dough. And the matzah is like the Iker. Is the not the Yetzer Hara, the plain person. How so? Says that the yeast, what does the yeast do? First of all, the yeast blows up we have the dough, and it blows it up. It makes it look like it's great and big. Meanwhile, it's not increasing there's not no increase over here. It's the exact same amount of dough. It inflates it. Makes it look big. So he says, that's the Yetzer Hara. It inflates things, makes things look, wow, fancy, exciting, wonderful. But it's all sheker. All about a bunch of sheker. The matzah is what? Matzah is without any yeast. So it means exactly as it is. That's what it is. Tochu gavar. Nothing extra over here. What it is, what you see, is what you get. That's emes. Emes is not nothing. It's what you see, what you get. That's the matzah. So Mimele, he says that we're commanded to eat matzah 7 days as a remez to the each day is connected with the 10 years of a person's life. The average lifespan is 70 years. So connected the seven days, we matzah that all 7 years has to be emes. Person has to be emesic his whole life. But he asked something very interesting. He said that if you take a piece of dough and you leave it, it becomes chametz. And it mean to a degree that it becomes in itself like seor, becomes some like yeast. You can take a rotted dough that can be used to make to inflate, to make it into to make it into yeast, so it can make a dough rise. So Mele, he says same thing over here, that if you but matzah is very good. It's supposed to be like matzah, right? Emistic, we said. But if you don't make it into matzah, you just leave it, then it's going to in itself turn into like yeast, and it's going to inflate, it's going to turn into their meaning, that a person has to make sure that he keeps busy. He's busy with Torah and mitzvahs, etc. That's a mashkacha savon, as it says in Pirkei Avot. If you just leave it, even the matzah, if you just leave the dough by itself and you don't add the yeast, it'll turn into yeast if you don't use it, if you don't work with it. So that's always keep busy. Chametz is, we know, aser b'mashu, kolshu, even a little bit. So what's the reason? He says, because a person has to look at himself, right? Chayav adam liras asmo, kilu hu yasam mitzrayim. Chasam Sofer says, in Mitzrayim, we still had a din of a ben Noach. And the Rambam says, there's the lonitnu shurim libnei Noach. In other words, even though by Yidden we have shurim, kazayis, kabetza, whatever, there's different shurim. But there's no shurim by a goy, by a ben Noach. And a mele, when we were trying to remember what it was like to be in Mitzrayim, and in Mitzrayim we were like a ben Noach, and ben Noach there's no shir, so therefore the chametz is also without a shir. Remind us of what it was in Mitzrayim. Okay. Something about the we say the psukim of the Korban Pesach and Erev Pesach. So he, from the pasuk it says v'achaltem aso b'chipazon Pesachu l'Hashem. So when we ate the Korban Pesach b'chipazon quickly. So he says the following. V'achaltem aso b'chipazon romez shi'arich b'sipur yitzias Mitzrayim. Meaning that you're supposed to be Marich, talk a lot about the Sipur Yetziyas Mitzrayim when before you eat the matzah and the maror, right? While it's still there in front of you. Meaning, so if you're gonna talk, you're supposed to do so until it gets close to Chatzos, so that you're gonna be in a rush to eat the Korban Pesach, and nowadays the matzah and the maror, which is Geneged, before Chatzos. So that you'll have to say, it's getting late, we better hurry up. We know the matzah and maror, the afikomen for sure, the Geneged, the Korban Pesach. We have to eat it quickly. He says that's Geneged, what they in the time of Mitzrayim, that they were supposed to eat a b'chipazon quickly. So in order to, we should do that. We also should be marich in the sipur so that we eat it quickly at the end. And he concludes, v'anisayon mochiach. He says, tried and tested. I mean, that's the way it is. It ends up being that way. Oh my God, Thomas Chatzot, we have the reyav. That's the idea. It's supposed to reyav because that's what happened in Mitzrayim. There's a nice drasha on the Simanei Aseder. Kadesh Orchatz, Kapars Yachatz, Magid Rachza, Motzi Matza, Marakora, Shulchan Orach, Tzafun Barech, Halel Nirza. So he darshans out the following. He says, Kadesh Orchatz. Says, if a person is Mekadesh himself, and is Rachatz, and washes away the Tuma, and as he becomes a holy person, then what happens? Karpas yachatz. Karpas is Chazal tell us is a notrikon for shishim. The samach is 60, which is 600,000 yidden that were perach. They were had avodas par. So if a person is mekadesh himself, then what happens? He gets rid of all the ol of the malchus and all the he's yachatz. He breaks up the karpas. All the shibud. There is no the ol of malchus, ol of parnasa. And not only that, he says, another drasha, that he'll also have parnasa b'shefel, have a lot of parnasa mekadeshim. Why? Because also you can learn karpas yachatz. He says, take the word karpas and yachatz, cut it in half. What do you get? Kar and pas. In both these words, kar and pas, are words used for in Tanakh for means food, right? It means tfuah. We see the word kar is in Yeshayahu. It says that, and also pas is lashon pisa sambar bar. It's in Tehillim. So kar and pas are lashon of tfuah. So if a person is mekadesh himself, kadesh urchatz, then kar pas he gets the tfuah by cutting the kar pas into two. Karpas yachatz cutting into two, and he gets the parnas. So he continues. However, there's another madrega, and that is what? That the person is magid rachza. That not only is he take care of himself, and he's kadesh himself, urchatz, but he's magid, he tells others to rachza. He makes sure other people mekadesh himself. Not only himself, he cares about others as well. He's magid rachza. He tells other people to wash away their sins as well. And how does he do it? He does it in a very nice and pleasant way, like Aaron, Oev Shalom, Rodev Shalom. He does it in a pleasant, nice way. He's motzi matzah, matzah meriva, the argument. He does it in a way when it's motzi matzah. He takes away the argument. He does it in a nice, pleasant way. He's magid rachza. He tells people, gives them mussar. He does it in a motzi matzah without taking away the argument. Without argument, does it in a very nice way. And even though when doing that, it's very often, you know, he has the tircha of the tzibur on his shoulders and very difficult or whatever, but he accepts it. He's a korech, the maror korech. He takes the bitterness that comes along with dealing with the tzibur or whatever, and he wraps it up and he handles it, he takes care of it. If a person does this, then shulchan arach, then he'll have a set table, meaning he'll have olam hazeh v'tzafun barich, and he'll also be blessed with the tzafun, the hidden, the olam haba as well. He'll have olam hazeh and olam haba, and halel nirtza, and people will praise him and halel him also for his find favor in people's eyes if he acts in such a way. Okay, next we have yachatz. Karpas, we have karpas yachat. So we take the middle matzah and we break it into two. So he says that which we break the matzah into two, it's the two parts, right? A bigger piece and a smaller piece. So the smaller piece we leave in front of us, and the bigger piece we wrap up, and that's the afikomen for later. So he says, and it's a remiss to what the Balaturim writes on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Leil Shimurim Hu Lashem. The Leil Pesach is the Leil Shimurim for Hashem. Lotziyam Meirz Yisrael. Hu Alayla Hazeh Lashem. It's Alayla for Hashem. Shimurim Lachol Bnei Yisrael Ledorosam. That is put aside Ledorosam for generations. Meaning, says the Balaturim, Shechile Kodesh Baruch Hu Layla Hazeh Lashnaim. That Hashem took this night and he split it into two. Chetzel Yitzias Mitzrayim, one half was for Yitzias Mitzrayim, which was, and Chetzel Sheini Ligula Lasi Lavo, and the second half is for the future Gula. So he says, very nice. Based on that, the Yachatz is understood. What do we do? First, we break the matzah into two. We said a bigger piece and a smaller piece. So the smaller piece, that's a remiss for the Gula Mitzrayim that was. And that was right. The ghoul, we know, we witnessed it, therefore it stays in front of us, the small piece, to remind us of the Gula Mitzrayim that was already. But it's open because it happened. We take the bigger piece to remind us of the Gula Asida, the future Gula, which is hidden. So what do we do with the bigger piece? The bigger represents the Iker Gula, which is coming. We wrap it up because it's hidden. We don't know when it's going to be. It's hidden from everybody. We don't know when the Gula B should be soon. But we don't know when, and therefore it's hidden. So we wrap it up as a remiss that for the Gula Asida, which is hidden from us. Okay. Brings down the famous question: why there's no bracha on the mitzvah Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? Right, it's a mitzvah mina Torah, like matzah is. In matzah, we say a special bracha. So why don't we make a bracha on Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's a mitzvah, positive mitzvah mina Torah to say Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil Pesach. So why isn't there a bracha? Famous question. So he brings a. An answer that many bring, but he has a kash on it. The answer is that it's included in Asher Galanu. And after we finish like the Magid section, we say a bracha. We say a galanu, etc. Bruchat Hashem gal Yisrael. We finish. We say a bracha gula. So he says that bracha, asher galanu, that's the bracha on the Haggadah, and that's the bracha on the right, the Sipris Yis Mitzrayim. It just comes late. So he says, he asks the obvious question that, but we don't normally say a bracha when we finish. Normally, we say a bracha before we do the mitzvah, not after. And this is after we say magid, we say the bracha. I'm supposed to say the bracha before, not after. Obvious question. So he answers, says the following. Again, we said before, Chayav Adam, Lirot Azmo Kiilu Yasa Mitzrayim. Right? Everybody has to feel as if he left Mitzrayim. Now, what happened? In Mitzrayim, we were on a very, very low level, right? We're on 49th level of Tumah, right? Now, what happens when a Goy wants to go from his Tumah, Tumah to Goy, I mean, he wants to become a Jew? What does he have to do? He has to Toivah. So what, but when a Goy is Toivah to become a Jew, he doesn't make the Bracha before, he makes the Bracha after. Because he's in the Tumah, he can't make the Bracha. Only after he comes out of the Tumah, then he makes the Bracha. Memeila, same thing over here. The Yidden, when they were in Mitzrayim, they're in a 49th level of Tumah. So, and then they only left later, and they got out, and then they rose up in Madrigas or whatever, and they got close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to us, which we're trying to feel, Chayav Adam Lirot Tzmek Yehulu Yatzah Mitzrayim, so we have to feel that we were on the 49th level of Tumah. So that's why we can't make the Bracha before we say the Sipur Yisrael, because we have to feel like we're in the Tumah, like the Goyim. And only after, as Kiranu HaMakum Lavadasu, as we say, and we get close to Hashem, then we can make the Bracha, just like a gear. Okay. And the Iska Halachmaniyah, the Achalu Avasani Baran Mitzrayim. That this is the bread of Anius, of affliction, whatever, that our forefathers ate in Mitzrayim. So he connects the what we just said, Yachatz, to now this section of, this is the Lechemoni. And he says the following. He says that why is it that normally during the year, okay, when we make a motzi, like Shabbos, whatever it might be, first we make the bracha, and then we break the bread, right? You don't break the bread and then make the bracha. First you make the bracha on the whole thing, and then you make all the time. Whenever you make a bracha, you're supposed to make an ashalin, and then you break. Whereas over here, we're making the bracha on the broke. Okay, we're breaking the matzah, whatever, very nice to break the matzah, but why break the matzah before the bracha? We make the bracha at the beginning of the seder, and we make the bracha on this broken piece later on. Why break before the bracha? We never do that. So, the answer is, he says, that's what we're saying over here. Right? Halach mania. Right? We're breaking the matzah. Why do we break the matzah? We break the matzah because to remind us of the Gemara says, Darkol shel ani beprusa, that an ani doesn't have a nice full loaf, full bread, full matzah, whatever. He only eats broken pieces where he can, you know, gather. So Mela, just like an ani eats beprusa, so we also eat beprusa. Ah, that's very nice, but again, why are we doing this before the bracha? Fine. Yachatz, we're breaking it because lechemoni, fine. I can understand that, but halachmania, okay. But why before we make the bracha? You can still break it after the bracha. Why you may break it before? And that we answered because achal di achalu avasana ba'ar de Mitzrayim. Because we're trying to remember how they ate in Mitzrayim. Now, how did they eat? They ate without a bracha. Why did they eat without a bracha? Because the Chazal tell us, right? Chinam below mitzvahs, right? That they weren't low level, 49th level. They weren't keeping the mitzvahs. They weren't making brachas, right? So Meila, what did they do? They broke it and ate. There's no bracha. Meila, Chayav Adam Lirot Tzmok Yilhu Yatzam Mitzrayim. Again, we have to feel like they were, and just like they ate this lechem oni and without a bracha, you know, it was broken. They broke it and ate it. So too, we have to eat it with a bracha, but we break it first and to show that's how they broke it and ate it, right? It was broken before they ate it, and also we break it before we eat it. Of course, we had the bracha later, but which they didn't do. Okay, let's get on. Okay, say in the Manishtana. The first one of the questions. Shabbat Shalom. Anu achlin chametz u matzah. Alayla zeh kulo matzah. every during the rest of the year we eat chametz matzah, and this night all matzah. So he brings that the din in menachos, there are certain menachos that most of them that we are brought matzah, right? The korban mincha is oil and flour, whatever, but it's matzah, it's baked like matzah. So the din is, the Gemara says in Tumor on Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph, that the menachos that come with matzah, first you're supposed to eat regular chametz, like bread or whatever, and then you eat at the end the matzah shetei nechelat ala sova. Very similar like we have by the Korban Pesach. They're first supposed to eat the other meat or whatever, and only when you're not hungry anymore, and then you eat the Korban Pesach. It has to be eaten ala sova. So too with the menachos. The menachos that were matzah are eaten ala sova. First you eat chametz, and then a regular bread or whatever, and then you eat the matzah when you're ready full. So Mimele, that is the question the smart child is asking, right? Why is Shabbat Lot Anu Ochlin Chametz U'Matzah? Which also answers another question, because what do you mean Chametz? Why did it say Shabbat Lot Anu Ochlin Chametz? We need bringing matzah into it. So the point is, very good, because the kid is very smart. He says, wait, when it comes to menachos, right, it's Chametz U'Matzah. First you're supposed to eat Chametz, fill yourself up, and then eat matzah. Chametz U'Matzah. Well, Laila Zeh Kulo Matzah. But tonight, we're not doing that. We're not eating the chametz first, and then the matzah, just matzah. Why? Why don't we? So what's the answer? The answer is that we said, like we said before, that what is the chametz the remez to? The Yetzer Hara, which is the source of Yisrael, like we said, which prevents gaiva, whatever, haughtiness, etc., it rises. And the matzah, we said, is a remez to the Yetzer Tov, to anava, lowliness, humbleness, you know, it's low. So, what is the way to the proper derech avodah, he says, is to not to jump, to go step by step. Right? As it says, that the lowly miyasok adam b'tor mitzah shalolishma, shemitoch shalolishma, balishma. In other words, you don't jump right away with tzaddik in one day, but take it little by little, step by step. And therefore, you start with the chametz, and which is the Yetzer Hara, whatever, okay, and then little by little, you move on, again, higher, until you reach the matzah, until you reach the Yetzer Tov. That's the derech to go. However, that's very good, but it didn't apply by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because they were on the 49th level of Tumah. If they didn't get out right then, they didn't Makadosh themselves right then, that would have been the end of it. So they had to jump Madregas. They couldn't go the normal Derech Avoda, little by little, from Chametz to Matzah. No, they had to go, boom, right away, jump to the Matzah. So Memele said, that's our answer. The child saying, how come today is Kula Matzah? Why aren't we going step by step? So we answer, because Avadim Ayinu Leparo B'Mitzrayim, and Hashem took us out, V'yotzienu Hashem Elokeinu Misham, meaning at the last second. Right? We couldn't, one more second, so therefore we couldn't go. You know why we couldn't go Chametz Matzah, step by step? Because we're on such a low madrig, Hashem had to take us out one shot. And therefore, we had no time to go through the Chametz of the Matzah. We had to go, it was only Matzah. Right away, jump to the Madriga Matzah. And therefore, as he said, if it would have taken us in, etc., etc. And the meaning would have been lost in Mitzrayim. And therefore, Laila is that Kula Matzah. That's why Laila is Kula Matzah. We can't have the Chametz to the Matzah. So it's Matzah right away at the beginning. You have to jump Madriga. They weren't around already. They died in the Choshech, so they weren't even around anymore. Okay, so we say in the answer, right? Avadimilu lefar Mitzrayim. So we had four questions, right? We had the matzah, and then we have the question of the moror, and we have the dipping, and then we have the mesubim, right? Leaning. So he asks three of the questions are answered, but one of them, it needs to still an answer. Why? So the question of the maror, okay, so we said, avadim ayinu, we're afflicted, bitterness, you know, we're having maror. And matzah, so we say, but Hashem came and he took us out of Mitzrayim. So remind us of the gula, that we were left quickly and the matzah didn't rise, whatever. So remind us of the gula Mitzrayim. Very good. And what about leaning? Okay, derech herus, you know, it took us out, now we're free, so we lean. Everything's good. Only one missing is what? The dipping. Why are we dipping the karpas? What carpus have to do with anything? Why are we dipping? We don't dip. Now we're dipping the carpus. You know. So what? I'm sorry. No, there's no chiyuv in salt water. The chiyuv is the carpus. You're yotzi without the salt water. The ikur is the carpus. So he said, there's other to explain, but he says that it says avadim ayun lefar mitzrayim, and it says in the pasuk, what were we busy with? Bechol avad avoda basadeh. And we were busy in the field. So what were we eating? Celery. Right? We're out in the fields eating these yirakot de sadeh. So therefore, the dipping reminds us of our chol avadah sheba sadeh. Therefore, it's not the absolute because we're avadim ayun, working out in the fields. And to remind us of that, that's why we eat the celery. Okay. One last thing for today. It says that going on the section with Mice of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua, etc., that they're Mesum Bimene Brach, and they're talking about Yisraim, Achibo, the Talmidim, and said Rabbi Sinu Giyazman Kriyash Mashal Shachris. Okay, so he's speaking about the union about Higiyazman, the time, oh, now we have to stop, we have to say Kriyash Ma. So he says that he was very, very stark on this idea, the Chasim Sofer, that if you know you're busy with one thing, but you have to sometimes stop and do something else, and you have to make sure you come to a stop, finish. Now you got to do this other thing. It's very important. It's the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Yud. Zman Tfila Luchud, Zman Torah Luchud. It's time for davening, time for learning. You know, you're learning, and you got to stop. Now you got to daven. Everything has its proper time. So he says that. That he was the Chasim Sofer, he was married, and for tens of years he never had any children. His wife, and his wife died, and he married a second time, and his second wife was the daughter of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He married Rabbi Akiva Eiger's daughter, and with her he had four sons and seven daughters. He had 11 children with the second wife. And it was in the year Tafkuf Pei that there was a terrible plague that broke out, and all of his 11 kids were very ill. They were affected by the plague, and they were on the mamish on the death, on the verge of death. And so the Chasim Sofer gathered together the yeshiva to daven them, you know, for them, of course, and they're crying and davening or whatever. And as soon as he finished in yeshiva, the davening for his children, he went back home, and he sat down, and he started writing a tshuva, very serious tshuva about arayas or hilchas issues or whatever. So one of his talmidim, or official sofer, asked him. He says, "How could you do this? You know, your children are sick, and you're just finished davening for them in the yeshiva, and they're worried about them. How can you concentrate on writing a tshuva?" So he said, "I don't understand what your question is." He says, "What's the two separate things? Zman tefila luchud, zman Torah luchud. Okay, we daven and everything fine. You have to daven. Okay, now davening. Now you have to learn. I mean, they have to separate the two separate things." So that was his
chutzpah. What happened to the kids?
Didn't say. One last thing, I think. But it says, "Amar Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah." He said, "Harei ani kaven shivim shana, v'lo zachisi yitzeim ha'yitziyah Mitzrayim b'leila." It's interesting. It says that there was a in time of Chasim, there was a doctor named Dr. Fiener, and he wanted to translate the Gemara into German. So he went to the Chasim Sofer to get a haskama from him. And so he said, "Fine." He agreed that he can translate it into German. So he put out the first volume, Brachas. So, however, after it came out, he saw it was not so pasha. Why? Because this doctor is one thing you translate. Okay, translate the thing, but he also had notes on the bottom. Okay, but it wasn't notes that he quoted the Perushim. It was his own he'aras on the Masechet. This doctor. So, for example, he more in Brachas, right? Discusses there, right? We're seeing in the Gada, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, right? Harei ani kaven shivim shana. Why? Because really, he was only 18, when he was nominated as the Nasi, and there was a chashash that people are not going to listen to him. He's only an 18-year-old kid, you know. He's but he was a big gun, but you know, he looks like a kid. So a nace happened, and the Gemara says, and 18 rows of his beard turned white. So he looked like an old man, so people would listen. Therefore, that's why he says, "Hare ani kevein shivim shana." I'm like I'm 7 years old. He wasn't. He was only 18. It was like he's 70 because his beard turned white. Okay. So this doctor brought down this Gemara and translated or whatever, and then he wrote in his notes that he says, you can see it can happen. It's not so far out. This is why. Because he brought down a Maisa that when the Napoleon, Caesar Napoleon, he took into captivity the Pope. So there was one of the priests, when the priest heard about that the Pope got taken into captivity, he was so upset that all his hairs fell out. He was so upset that he lost all his hairs. So Mele, this doctor wrote, so if a person could, out of, you know, being shocked or whatever, can lose all his hair, okay, so it's not so far-fetched that his hair can also turn white if he's in a certain syndrome. Okay, that's what he wrote. So the Chasam Soi got very angry because he's like taking away the nace. Like, it wasn't such a big nace to turn it. Look, you know, it happened to this priest, so it can happen to Lavdil, you know, it can happen to the Rav Zalman Azari. So he didn't like that, so he took away his Haskama. So they came to the Chasam Soi after and they said, but Rebbe, what do you want from this doctor? The Rambam says. Right, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says in his parish to Mishnayos and Brachas over there, he says, Lo haya Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah ben Shivim, he wasn't 70, he was actually young, says the Rambam, Vaya marbe lishnot v'lilmod v'likot yom v'layla. But what? He was learning day and night, ad asher tashash kocho, till he was so weak, v'nizra kaboseva, until he became old, Vaya kezaken ben Shivim, he was like a 70-year-old. I mean, from learning so much, it just took out all his koach. He was like an old man. So what do we see from this Rambam? Rambam's also making it natural. You know, it's a natural thing. He worked really hard, and then you look older. So what do you want from this doctor? The doctor said it can happen. The Rambam also says it can happen. He said you work hard, and you can look old. So what do you want from the doctor? So the Chasam Soi is not. So you don't understand. The opposite is the case. He says you can ask. On the Rambam, right? The Rambam says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah worked so hard in learning, whatever, that's why he turned white. And what, there's nobody else that worked hard in learning? What about Ben Azai? What about the other rabbis? It doesn't say it by any other of them that their beards turned white. Why does it only say it by the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Interesting question. So he says, the answer is, because, naturally speaking, that's really what should happen. Okay, that you work hard, you know, they say, you know, your children sometimes give you gray hair is the expression, you know, they so you turn gray. So that's normal, that is normal, that happens in nature. Okay, if things are bothered, you work hard or whatever, that you turn white, premature. That's normal. But what? None of the rabbis had this happen to them. Ben Azai, etc., they didn't turn white. They stayed young looking despite the fact that they're learning day and night. How could that be? The nace. So it was a nace. What happened? It was a nace that all the rabbis' hairs didn't turn white. Even though they're learning day and night, they didn't turn white. That was a nace. But when it came to Ben Azai, came to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and you get nominated, whatever, as a Nasi, and Hashem said, you know, so what happened? So Hashem made it a nace, but took nace. The nace was that none of the chachamim turned white. Hashem took that nace and made a nace of the nace and made him that, yes, he will turn white. He took away the nace that happened to all the chachamim by him so that he would turn white. So it comes out that what the Rambam is saying, that he worked hard and it turned white, that itself is a nace. He's not being mocking the nace. Like, not such a nace that happened naturally. No, lehafich. The Rambam is saying it was a nace that happened. Because normally it shouldn't have turned to white, because that was the nace that all the Rabbanim had. Except Hashem made a nace, betoch nace, that shouldn't happen by him, and he should yes turn white. So therefore the Rambam is not mocking the nace, the Rambam is marba the nace. But he still took away that. Okay, okay.